Ronnie Charles with his first solo hit, debuting at number 40, Put It in a Magazine. A listener wants to know if any recording act has ever had a number one album of the year with their first album. Well, just this past year, the English group Asia did it. And the first and only other act to do it was a lot of people's choice as the greatest American rock guitarist in history. He died in 1970. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast.
Barry Manilow on American Top 40 at number 39 again this week with Memory. Now, let's answer that question about number one albums of the year. It comes from Lisa Chastain in Laurel, Maryland. She wants to know if any recording act's debut album has ever been the number one album of the year. Well, it's happened only twice in the rock era, Lisa. Just last year, a new grouping of English rock musicians released their first album. It shot to the top of the charts, spending 9 weeks at number one, and became Billboard's number one album of 1982. The LP's title and the group's name, the same. Asia. Now, the only other debut album to become a number one album of the year was by a famous American guitarist, one of the greatest rock guitarists of all time. In the Rolling Stone Record Guide, Michael Gilmore wrote, "He was the most innovative and momentous instrumentalist of the 60s." End of quote. In 1968, this guitarist with his trio released his debut album, Are You Experienced? The LP climbed only as high as number five, but spent enough weeks on the chart and sold enough copies to be named number one album of the year. It was the first album by the late Jimi Hendrix. So there's your answer, Lisa. Only two debut albums have become number one albums of the year. In 1968, Are You Experienced by the late Jimi Hendrix, and Asia by Asia just last year. Thanks for writing in. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 38.
The latest hit by that very successful Australian band from Sydney is at number 38 for the third consecutive week. It's Two Less Lonely People in the World by Air Supply.